The deportation was widely anticipated, but the French government had refused to confirm that it would be expelling Afghan illegal immigrants until Wednesday. Immigration Minister Éric Besson told Europe One Radio that three Afghan men had been put on a plane that had been chartered by the British government. The plane was also carrying illegal Afghan immigrants living in Britain. Besson said a fourth Afghan had been slated to be expelled as well, but was held back at the last minute. He said those expelled had lost their appeals against deportation, including one before the European Court of Human Rights. He will not rule out future deportation flights with Britain. But the French government argues it's trying to crack down on human smuggling rings and that illegal immigrants are given every legal recourse to remain in France. The expulsions have sparked widespread outcry on the part of human rights groups and opposition politicians, including Paris Mayor Bertrand Delanoë. The French rights group France Terre d'Asile has gathered thousands of signatures in a petition against the deportations. Marie-Hélène Séné, communications director for France Terre d'Asile, says it is simply wrong to deport Afghans back to their conflict-torn country, even if they do not meet asylum requirements in France.
We think that the situation in Afghanistan doesn't to return people in good security condition. We know that the situation over there is the worst that we haven't known since, say, 2001. We know that there's still a war everywhere, that police and the security forces cannot maintain the country in a stable position. So we really wonder what kind of security can be ensured for the people we send back there.
The deportations come as Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his main political rival have agreed to a runoff election scheduled for early November, a move observers hope will end the political crisis there. Meanwhile, the United Nations and the European Union's Justice Commissioner say European governments should emphasize granting Afghan immigrants asylum rights rather than rounding them up for possible expulsion. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.